Thank you, Dr. Leth, and thank you, the rest of you, for that applause. And thank you, Mark, for leading us in a wonderful time of worship. Makes me feel at home, although it's doing it in a different language. I'm used to singing every Sunday in one form or another. Hakuna Mungu kama wewe. There is no God like you. And we do serve a God that is incomparable, uncomparable, like no other. And it's good to be here and good to be with you. We've heard of your church for many, many years, and it's good to be here today and worship with you. Three little words: character, competence, community. These words are simple words, but obviously some very important words. They are the motto of the university that I teach at. My current assignment as missionary for the Church of the Nazarene is at Africa Nazarene University, one of the several international universities owned and operated by the Church of the Nazarene, one of which most of you are quite familiar with because your current pastor is the dean of the School of Religion at Olivet Nazarene University, where my wife and I met and graduated, where I taught, and where I saw some of your faces in a slightly different relationship than we have today. And by the way, I will not give you a quiz or an exam over what we do today. Some of you may have heard about my exams. And you should know that at African Nazarene University, we work under a British system where A's start at 80 and not at 95. So if you thought my exams were hard before, imagine what they're like now. Three little words: character, competence, community. It's a model that we take seriously at African Nazarene University. In fact, we are the only university in Kenya that has character written into the charter of who we are as a university. 2 years ago, when I interviewed one of our students coming in, we used to have interviews for all of our new students as part of the admission process. We've kind of done away with that in the last year. But I remember interviewing one of our students and asked, why have you chosen African Nazarene University over the other choices you had available, including, because some of them would cost a lot less money? And his answer was, because I know I need to develop my character. And this is the place I want to be to do that, to develop character. Young lady by the name of Gladys came to African Nazarene University from a broken home. She came rather shy, undeveloped. She talks about how that broken home shaped her character in coming and the kind of fears that she had. But as she came, she wanted to come to African Nazarene University to develop her character, among other things. And as she began, and in her first semester, our president tells her story. Leah Marangu is the first female university professor in the country of Kenya, the first female president of a university in Kenya. And she tells her story about how she came to, of all places, Olivet Nazarene University to start her degree. But she was always also and already a married woman with several children. She doesn't say it much. She had to leave some of her children back in Kenya in order to come here and to study. She had to earn her living, cleaning house and other kinds of things. And as Gladys began to listen to the story and develop the story in her own life, she says, I decided, under God's leadership, I was going to become the best person God could have me become. 4 years later, Gladys graduated as the top student in her class, and at graduation dinner met the director of one of the fastest growing banks in Nairobi, Kenya, who got up and announced that he was giving her and four other graduates jobs, sight unseen, without interviews. The next Monday morning, they were to come to work. Character. Last year, one of our... character. A few weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, as a matter of fact, the director of our program of distance education was in the country of Uganda, a neighboring country to Kenya. She was looking at the possibility of opening up a center for our university in Kampala, Uganda. And in the course of her couple of days there, she met a woman who was excited to meet someone from African Nazarene University, because she said, "My son is a student at African Nazarene University. He's just finished his first year there." And she said, "We sent to African Nazarene University a rebellious student who had no goals in life, hoping that you might do something for him. He came back as a new person, developing character, and we are so excited. We want to help you develop programs here in Kampala, Uganda." Character. Character is important. Donnie Bella is a foreign student from the small country of Burundi, a country that is currently, as we speak, in the development process of trying to overcome years of civil strife. Donnie Bella's high school education was all in French. And when she came to African Nazarene University, she came as a shy young lady sitting in the shadows underneath or behind other Burundian students who had developed their skills in English and were doing a good job. And I remember having her in class her very first or her second semester in African Nazarene University. Kind of hard to find her, you know, sitting behind other people and shy about her English. And yet I could see there was something about Donnie Bella. Over the next 2 years, Donnie Bella developed her skills and developed her character and developed English. And as a member of the International Student Organization, is now their leader and their recognized leader by all of them, doing wonderful things in Kenya, but also going back home and demonstrating her new leadership skills as she goes back home. Last Easter, Donnie Bella's father was so excited about how Donnie Bella's character is developing. He decided he was going to come to ANU and have a visit to ANU while school was still in session. So he came and I got to meet him. It was a wonderful time, spoke in French with him and those kinds of things. But Donnie Bella's father, so excited about character development, went back home and organized a series of meetings and sessions for the administration of African Nazarene University to come to Bujumbura, Burundi. Try to say that 5 times in a row without stopping. Bujumbura, Burundi. Okay? And my wife had the privilege of going with our administrative team to Bujumbura and to meet Donnie Bella's father and other officials of the Burundian government, including the Minister of Education, the President of the University of Burundi, who, by the way, has sent his son to African Nazarene University instead of the University of Burundi because of character development. And over the period of 4 or 5 days, they were meeting together with schools and education officials with the purpose of trying to see what closer relationship African Nazarene University can have with this country in developing their character as a nation. Character. Competence. It's been a wonderful year for African Nazarene University. 2010, a great year in terms of competence. One of the things that's a shining one is that African Nazarene University competed in academic competition with 150 universities throughout the continent of Africa. The competition was publicized over a period of 8 weeks throughout the entire continent. I got to watch the finals while I was teaching an intensive course in Lagos, Nigeria, couple thousand miles away and 2 time zones away from where we normally live in Nairobi, Kenya. I got to watch the finals of 150 universities between African Nazarene and Edgerton College, interestingly enough, both of whom are in Nairobi, Kenya. I got to watch that competition and went away saddened because we came in second place. But second place out of 150 universities. And it was our second attempt at that competition. Edgerton has won the last 4 years. We came back with a goal. Edgerton is not going to win again. Competence. Last year, one of our religion students, who is from Gisenyi, Rwanda, had gone through an exercise in his English writing class, an exercise that had to do with other kinds of things in character and competence and community. The exercise was to learn how to write a grant. How many times in English class in a university have you learned how to write a grant? That's not a normal thing to do. But we're involved in character, competence, and community. And Fidel from Rwanda learned how to write a grant. And before he graduated from university, decided to write a grant. And he had some help with people from Point Loma, Nazarene University. And they wrote a grant and wrote this grant to USAID and wrote it and won it, a grant for $1 million to develop a children's development center in Gisenyi, Rwanda, meeting the needs of genocide, Rwanda genocide victims, and HIV survivors in that city of Gisenyi, Rwanda. $1 million. Competence, because he learned how to do something in an English writing class and to write it well and develop it. A great program that we have in Gisenyi, Rwanda. It is functioning. I told you Gladys was employed by the director of our up-and-coming bank. Mr. Mwangi has been listed among who's who in Africa in the development of this bank. The bank is the fastest growing because it meets the needs of the little people. You can start a bank account with $5, and they will serve you as though you had $5 million. It's a great bank. Mr. Mwangi hired 5 African Nazarene University students immediately, sight unseen, no interviews. The next year came and hired 5 more. This year, in 2010, when Mr. Mwangi came to our graduation, he said, "I like your students. They know what they're doing. Our banking major is one of the few in the country." And he said, "I have 30 spots open for your graduates this year." We haven't heard of anything happening like that anywhere in the country, that a bank coming to a school, to graduation, is that "I want your students." Competence. Some of you might have had the opportunity to listen to our ANU choir at General Assembly in 2009. Any of you were there? A few of you. Yeah. Our choir sang, and our choir went on a tour throughout part of this area. In fact, they were in our district here in Chicago Central. Our choir students are all volunteer. It's not a course. They get no credit. And our choir came back, and there was some special events going on in Kenya. And our choir had a tryout with the protocol officer for President Kibaki of Kenya. And the protocol officer was shocked and amazed and said, "Where has this choir been? We haven't known anything about you." Competence. And the president heard the choir. And African Nazarene University now is the official choir for the president of Kenya and sings for every official event in the country. Competence. Competence. Obviously, all these things work together. Character, competence, community. Community is an interesting one to deal with. Every student at African Nazarene University has to do a couple of different community development events during their course. It's built into the coursework. And they have to do a health project and they have to do a development project. And it gets them going, it gets them started, and gets them interested into some other ideas and thinking about how we can develop our community. Some of you have heard of Students in Free Enterprise. It is a university student-led organization, normally led by Commerce Department students. Students in Free Enterprise, every 6 years, has a teaching film in which they select one university from every continent in the world. In 2006, the Students in Free Enterprise project for African Nazarene University was to go to a small town that had been NGO dependent because it had no water. And they decided they were going to go and show some of the skills that they had learned from drylands management resources, which we have a major of drylands resource management, how to use what little bit of water they have. And over the course of a 6-month time period, took this village that had been water dependent, showed them how to reuse, recycle, collect, save, and use all their water appropriately and specifically, so that they went in 6 months from totally dependent to becoming completely agriculturally independent, raising their own food, having food to sell, and they had to go and teach 5 other villages how to do the same thing. African Nazarene University came second in a competition in Kenya. But when SIFE saw the project, they selected African Nazarene University as the university to represent the entire continent of Africa. So when you watch the film, they introduced what Students in Free Enterprise is, and the next thing you see is African Nazarene University and their project of what students are doing to develop community. We have community as part of all of our MA, Master of Religion, Master of Arts in Religion theses. One of my first students that I was working with in running through his thesis was developing an area. He was studying food dependency and studying the efficiency of religious organizations in food handouts in an area of the country of Kenya, the northwest area, which is basically desert, where for 42 years the people have been food dependent from NGOs and government organizations. This student has and developed all of the data available. His thesis is the element that gives all the data in terms of the data that's available for over these 42 years. It's all there in his thesis, who's done what. And in the course of his work, was able to develop a program whereby these people can become independent. So we ask you to pray for him that as he continues to work in this area, that the community can develop and do what they're doing. 2 new majors starting this year dealing specifically with community. One is a major in peace and conflict resolution studies, which is normally a master's degree program. We are the first and so far the only university that has it as an undergraduate program. Several NGOs are sending their people to us. The government of Kenya is looking very seriously at what we're doing, considering that post-election violence in 2007 has been one serious issue. We're still talking about it. The World Court is still looking at who's guilty and what they're trying to do with it. Considering our neighboring countries of Somalia and Uganda, considering neighboring countries of Rwanda and Burundi, peace and conflict studies as we develop majors that deal with community. The other new program is a program in law. African Nazarene University is the only Nazarene University in the world with a program in law. The director of our program quit a prestigious job from university in Johannesburg, South Africa, to come and teach Christian, truly Christian lawyers to work in a country that has now come number one in police corruption on the continent of Africa. Community, character, competence, community, They all work together in various kinds of ways. When African Nazarene University began, it began as a dream in the mind of Harmon Schmelzenbaugh III. Some of you may have heard that name, others of you don't. If you start reading history of the Church of the Nazarene, at some point you're going to come across with his name, Harmon Schmelzenbaugh. Harmon Schmelzenbaugh III is recently died, but he had a vision of a university on the continent of Africa. He's a graduate of Nazarene universities here in the United States. And when the dream came, he said he only knew of two Nazarene pastors on the entire continent of Africa. And by the way, the continent of Africa is 3.5 times the size of the United States. It's a big place. Okay, so if you know somebody in Africa, it's most likely I don't know that person. Okay? But throughout the entire continent of Africa, a few years ago, there were two Nazarene pastors who had a degree from a Nazarene school. And that was his goal, to start a Nazarene school for Nazarene laypersons and the training of Nazarene ministers. We opened our doors to our first class in 1994. We are now in 2011, 17 years later. What have we done for the development of the Church of the Nazarene? The continent of Africa is divided into 7 strategic fields. 3 of the coordinators of those fields are graduates of African Nazarene University. 2 of them representing the fields that are the fastest growing on the continent and perhaps in the world for the Church of the Nazarene. The country coordinators of Nigeria, Sudan, the Republic of Congo, Tanzania, and at least 1 creative access country are all graduates of African Nazarene University. And the country coordinator for the country of Liberia, that country which has suffered so much in internal strife, just began last month his master's degree work at African Nazarene University. On the East Field, where my wife is the treasurer and where we serve, our strategy coordinator has permitted all of the district superintendents who qualify for university education to complete their bachelor's degree, and several are working on their master's degree. So throughout Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, we find Nazarene pastors with their college degree. All of our African full-time faculty in the religion department at ANU are graduates of African Nazarene University, and half of our adjunct faculty. We have a large number of adjunct faculty because we're now teaching in 6 campuses starting tomorrow. Character, competence, community. What does that mean for you? I'm talking about African Nazarene University. It's a long ways away. We just sang a song about there's a lot to do right here. God still has more to do in this city. Chicago's a big place. Chicago suburbs are even a lot bigger. But take a look at a globe and try to find it. It's not a big place. And the God who loves us all loves a lot more people than the several million that are here in Chicago. In Chicago suburbs. Nairobi, Kenya is 3.5 million plus its suburbs. So it's not a small place. The continent of Africa is huge, with several cities larger than you can imagine. Cairo, Egypt. Lagos, Nigeria, where I teach every 2 years, is now up to 16 million people in the city of Lagos. They're growing so fast they have no clue. Start talking about how many people a day come to that city as it's growing and growing and growing. What does it mean to you, and what can you do? Pray. Pray that our successes as a university will not lead us into temptation to become lax and think the strength comes from us. Pray that our non-Christian students will come to a knowledge of Christ, for whom character, competence, and community will mean something because it's Christ-centered. pray that classes will continue to inspire students to all kinds of ministries throughout their chosen professions. What does it mean to you? It means pray. What does it mean to you? Consider giving. African Nazarene University does not depend on the World Evangelism Fund. The money that you raised, that big offering you raised in November and December, only pays, we get a little tiny, tiny portion of that to pay scholarship funds for about 6 or 7 ministerial students every year. The university is tuition financed. But consider giving, because scholarship program is necessary. The Church of the Nazarene has been very, very successful in its work in Kenya and its ministry to 90% of the population who are the poor, and all of whom have no dreams whatsoever of ever being able to finance an education. We have a list of Nazarene students from slum neighborhoods, potential candidates for university. And so consider helping us with our scholarship fund endowment. Consider the possibility of sponsoring a student. Those of you who have students in Olivet, here's a good statistic for you. A course, a class, a full course at African Nazarene University costs $250. That's $1,500 every 4 months. And for what you pay for one semester at Olivet, you can sponsor the entire tuition for 4 years for a student at African Nazarene University. So consider the possibility of sponsoring a student. Or, if you can't do it as a person, as a church, $1,500 every 4 months. That can be done. What does it mean for you? Pray. Consider giving. Volunteering. We've been trying to get Dr. Leth over for a long time, and I talked to him again today, and we're still looking at possibilities. We have new kinds of programs now where volunteering as a teacher for 2 weeks. In August, we just had an entire team from a church in Michigan with 6 education professors came and taught in our education program, which is taught 3 months a year in December, April, and August, as we teach teachers who are functioning. Volunteering in many kinds of ways. We have teams coming all the time, all kinds of skills to develop, teaching in all kinds of areas, not just religion. Computer science, mathematics, business, economics, communications, journalism, law, and others. And the list goes on and on. What does it mean to you? Pray. Consider giving. Volunteering. Let me finish with an episode that happened in April this year. One of our great successes is our education program, which is basically, for the most part, a degree completion program. And the courses are taught on 4 different campuses in Nairobi, Kisii, Eldoret, Machakos. And they're taught in August, December, and April during the 3 months of the year of vacation from public school. And these are school teachers who don't get a vacation at all because they're coming and getting their education. We've been doing the program now in our 3rd year of the program. We've been successful. We have 700 educators in Kenya who are students divided among the 4 campuses, many of the largest number of whom come to our campus in Nairobi. The school day at Nairobi will start with chapel, a totally volunteer chapel that meets in our first building on campus that will hold 230 people. The university's outgrown that chapel twice. It's outgrown its 2nd chapel. We're now in our 3rd chapel. But we use that one for education program. And we have 250 people in there every morning from 8 to 8:30, 20 people standing. And I remember the first time I got to watch as chapel service was over, and I was standing outside as the doors opened and 250 educators walked out of chapel and dispersed into four different directions, into their different classes and off to their dormitories, ready to go. And the Lord said to me, "Do you see what I'm doing in this country? What's going to transform this country is as these people leave this school, they're going to disperse in all directions and bring character, competence, community, and Christ to a nation and to the surrounding nations because of what we're doing at African Nazarene University." When the Apostle Paul wrote to the Thessalonians in the beginning, chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, he says this, "The Lord's message rang out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it, for they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell how you turned from God, turned from idols to serve a living and true God." What I'd like to think is that we can paraphrase what Paul said. The Lord's message rang out from you, not only in Nairobi, Kisii, Eldoret, Machakos, and Meru, as classes will start there tomorrow. "Your faith in God has become known everywhere, for they themselves report how you serve a living and true God." May the Lord bless. Amen.